Josh, congratulations. Unanimous decision against Amagasy. Perhaps a bit more of a war than you might have been expecting.
Yeah, made a little bit hard work for myself. I think I got it in my head from my first set that we're going to get him blasted out of there. We carried away again with the crowd, but, you know, keep on learning. Very tough fighter. It took a lot of big, heavy shots. And sometimes I'd switch off from game plan. I wasn't really listening, but it's one of the things. It's all learning experience. It's another win on the belt against a world-class opponent. So, you know, I've got to be happy with the result.
And right from the opening bell, you started throwing punches with bad intentions. Was it your design to make sure that you've stamped your authority on the fight right from the opening bell?
Yeah, like I say, I wanted to make a statement tonight. I wanted to really do business. And, like, I went out there and I know what hurt him. And I know he didn't have anything in there to hurt me, so I started using my nose to stop the punches. But it's not always a good thing to do. And you know, it's boxing at the end of the day. It's not a street fight. But you know, like I say, it's one of them. I may take a lot of experience on that, and we'll go on.
He stood very upright at times, and you managed to back him up a few times, a couple in the middle rounds, and got him against the ropes. And in the 11th, a big round as well, you got a couple of 10-8 rounds on the judges' scorecards. Did you feel like you could have stopped him?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think at times, you know, when I had him rolling, I was just missing one or two more punches, but that's just me. I try a little bit too hard, but it all comes with experience, doesn't it, you know? Not the finished article whatsoever. So you know, we've jumped up from English title level to, you know, fringe world title level, and there's still a lot more to come. I'm always improving in gym, and it's just bringing it to the table now that I need to do it.
It was an electric atmosphere in there again. Again, when the crowd gets behind you like that, that's when you really start throwing the big punches and the flurries. I suppose that extra adrenaline can work for you, but you just got to sort of ride that adrenaline wave as well.
Yeah, I've sometimes got to calm down a little bit, you know. I think sometimes I want to give them the big grand finale. Obviously, they come out in the numbers, and they're terrific from start to finish. Absolutely unbelievable atmosphere. And it's like, to say thank you, I want to give him that big wave. But, you know, sometimes I've still got to win the fight as well. So that's why a little bit disappointed that I didn't give them the finish more than anything. But still got the win.
What was your dad saying to you in between the rounds?
He was just telling me not to get carried away, because, you know, at times I made it easy for myself by just boxing. And then I'd go in there and just start winging away and standing toe-to-toe and getting my hands down, playing macho. And it's like, I don't need to do that. But, you know, my dad knows what I'm capable of. I think that's what it is. You know, like, I play to the crowd, and he just tells me, don't get carried away, you don't need to. So one of the things, and, you know, we go on.
As we said, a big 11th round where you rocked him a couple of times. You might have been on the verge of stopping him, but you had to have a bit of work done to the tape on the gloves as well. Yeah. And again, a really big finish in the 12th as well, just to put an exclamation mark on a unanimous points win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fit enough. I feel like I could just go on forever. You know, it seemed to get to 12 rounds like really easy. But, you know, I felt like I still had a bit of steam left, and I wanted to get it all out there instead of coming back to change room saying I could have done this, could have done that. So that's why I tried really hard in 11th and 12th, but just a one or two off on it, just one or two off, but one of the things, still got the win.
Now, everyone's saying now that you're at that level where you can fight for a world title. And, of course, the one that everyone's talking about is Lee Selby at Ellen Road. Is that the one that you want?
Yeah, obviously. It's one of his name's been mentioned about for a few times. Obviously, I can't go into a fight, you know, stopping punches on my nose like I did then. But I think if a fight like Selby come round, then I'd be more switched on, you know, more focused. So there's only a small amount of time to get the fight sorted before, you know, realistically get it at Ellen Road. So we'll have to see what happens in the next few weeks.
Now, after a big fight, you always like to celebrate with Tasha. It's either a little mini break or fish and chips. What's the big plans then for you and Tasha up next?
I think we will get married in August, so it'd be nice to just get a week away, and then I want to get back in gym if we do get one out before I get married in August, and then go from there.
Wedding and a world title, maybe in that order.
It'd be nice, yeah. Thank you.
Finally, Josh, a message for the amazing support that you got out there tonight.
Thanks for coming out. Appreciate every single one who bought a ticket, and see you at the next one.